heading into this. Cameron's mindset is good after what he went through last week.
It should be. He's well rested, that's for sure. You know, we teased him yesterday. He's got fresher legs than anybody. So you can't be throwing helmets, you know. And no, I think he's ready to go. I think his mindset's good. And I think he's looking forward to playing.
How's your team different from the second week of the season when you played Baltimore?
Much different. I mean, obviously, we've been through a lot of different highs and lows. I think we're probably more game ready to play than what we were in game two. I know the results don't say that, but I think we understand. Obviously, we played more games now than we did at that point. I think we kind of know who we are a little bit more, and I think we know what we need to accomplish to give ourselves the best opportunity to win. So from that standpoint, we're much further along, but we're not where we want to be. I think we all know that.
Really show that, you know, the record's not indicative of how hard they play week in and week out.
You know, I think our guys have tried to do that every week, and sometimes it doesn't go that way. This is football. This game's really fickle. I think we all understand that. But our guys, if I can say anything about them, they fight. They play hard. They do everything we ask of them. No one's perfect. Football's not perfect. But I think our guys try, and that's more than you can ask for sometimes in certain situations. This team has been through a lot, but they keep on swinging. And so do we want to go out there and win the game? Yes. We're not going there just to show up. We're going there to win the game. It's a division game against a division opponent, a good football team who's leading the AFC North, and we got to go play well to do that, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
Struggled offensively on third down. Mm-hmm.
I think Dean Pease has done a great job. I think they have really good players. You know, I think it starts up front. You know, first person you look at is Terrell Suggs and Jernigan, you know, and then Mosley's playing extremely well. I think he's playing as well as any linebacker in the league. And then in the secondary, you got Jimmy Smith. And, I mean, they're a good football team, you know, on defense. So, the real good defensive football teams are able to slow you down third down, you know, and so they've done a good job of it. But, you know, again, we've played these guys before, you know, and we did a pretty good job third down the last time we played them. And I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to make it difficult, and we got to do everything we can to convert. So be a good challenge. I think he's very smart. You know, I've competed against Eric a ton, you know, at one time being over in AFC West, and he's like having a quarterback on the field. He knows how to play. He's a veteran player. He's very smart. You can tell he studies the game because he normally knows where the ball's going before, you know, you even say set hut. So he's done a good job for him, and I think he's helped solidify their defense in the back end. He's done a good job for him.
Do you think perhaps, you know, Jamie having been – I know you guys haven't had hardly any time to practice this week, but even just kind of being here for a few more days, that he might – step up even a little bit, and then also the same thing with Corey, knocking a little rust off in that game, Corey Coleman?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the two guys you mentioned, I think they both want to go out and play, you know, better than what they did a week ago. I think that's the improvement you look for from game one to game two. I think in Jamie's situation, knowing the defense better in week two and understanding his teammates how to play off of those guys will help him. And for Corey, I think you said it. I'm not going to say it was rust. He just hadn't played. More so, and then again, just that, you know, being in the game, going through the calls, making the decisions that he has to make to do his job, you know, is different when you're practicing. It's different in walkthroughs when the other guy on the other side is trying to take your head off. It's a little different. So I think the game two, Corey, he'll play much better this week.
We've seen a couple of times this season where the offense starts out real fast. They're running at the pace that you've described. Mm-hmm. And what do you think happens as the game goes on and that pacing changes? Is that just a result of just the game being what it is, the game, or is that a result of teams making adjustments and trying to slow you up and take you out of whatever rhythm?
No, I don't sense the pace changing. You know, if we're playing in no huddle, we're playing in no huddle. If I decide to take us out of no huddle, I take us out of no huddle. I don't get that feeling. I think when I watch our football team, we've had, you know, opportunities to make the same plays in the first half. I mean, that we made in the first half and the second half. For whatever reason, we haven't made them. You know, and I think our players would tell you that to a man. That's the frustrating part for them, frustrating part for us all. When the plays are there, you got to make them. We just haven't done it, you know, and sometimes we have too, you know, and when you look up, just the consistency of doing it, playing and play out, that's when you become a pretty decent offensive football team. But we're just not there yet, and that's okay. You know, and again, when you're playing with a lot of young players, that's not making an excuse, because at the same time, the young players that we've had, they're not young players anymore. You know, they have to play at that level, at a high level. But I will say this, the pressure of doing everything right for a young player for 65, 55 plays in a game is tough. You know, it's hard, you know, of doing it just the right way all the time. The discipline for them of doing that becomes a little difficult at times, and they have to fight through that. And the more they play, the better they're going to get. You know, the more the offense will flow.
You, when you took the ball first, was that just to try something different, or was there something unique to the Dallas defense that you liked?
No, you said it, Tony. I wanted to try something different. You know, I thought it was time to mix it up. I think you guys kind of know me now. I'll try anything. Don't be surprised what you might see Thursday night. Hey, you never know, Tony.
Do you like the Thursday night football concept, or what do you think of it?
I don't, you know, I think, you know, we're one of the 32 teams in this league, and we all have to do it. You know, I'm not going to say I love it. I think it's tough on players. I think it's tough on the staff, you know. You have to cram a lot of information in a short window of time, and then just getting their bodies, you know, healed back up and prepared to play. And I think the biggest thing I talk about with our team is just making sure, and I have to use this word today, the process is right. You know, you can't go change and start doing a lot of things differently than what you're used to doing, because then all of a sudden you'll be somewhere else or thinking something else, you know. So I think that's what the teams that do it really well and play really well on Thursday night, they figure out that you can't go changing everything and doing things totally different than what you normally did during the week, so that hopefully it kind of feels the same to you when you get ready to play. But we will do some things differently just to help our team.
Cody's obviously done a great job of protecting the ball. He's got one interception. But is he maybe even being too careful and not taking enough risks?
So you're asking, do I want to see the ball go down the field more? Yes, I do. I mean, I think it needs to. That's the way we in this offense score more points. Cody is, he's done a good job of distributing the ball, and he's done a good job of putting the ball in the right places for the most part. But he knows now that in National Football League, you have to sometimes take a few more chances to score points, because the defenses are too good. You know, they will give you certain things because they know you'll take them and try to beat you in the other things. But we have to always stay aggressive and push the ball when we can, because it gives us a chance to have big plays and make big plays.
How do you teach him what are the appropriate risks to take, though? Because it seems to be a difficult balance, because if he takes a risk to throw a pick, you're not going to be happy. But if he isn't trying to stretch the field, you're also not going to be happy. So how do you teach him what the appropriate risks are to take?
And you said it best. I mean, it's risk versus reward, you know, and sometimes the reward is going to happen that's greater than the risk, you know, and I think we have in our system opportunities to do that. You know, there's things that we try to do and we'll call that will maximize that opportunity, and, you know, if it's not, then we check the ball down or we throw it away or do what we need to do, and I think he's done a good job of that. I think the question was, can he do that a little more? Probably so. Because it will lead to, as I keep saying, more points for our football team. And that's what we need. We need to score more points.
You even admitted the other day it's your biggest challenge. How do you keep negativity from filtering in when, with each loss, it gets a little more wearing mentally?
No, we can't. I mean, it's not about that right now for us. You know, it's about this team really staying together, you know, and fighting together. You know, this is, I think you guys know within these walls, there's a brotherhood here. You know, and we all have each other's back. And we understand the situation we're in, but that don't mean that it's not, we're not doing some things better than what we've ever done here. I do believe there's a lot of good things that are going on here. It just hadn't shown up in the win leisure, you know. And that's unfortunate because that's why all of us do what we do. You know, it's about wins and losses. So we try to really focus on the positive and not try to get into the negative very much. I will comment on what Kirchke said, you know, and I support him 100%. I mean, somehow, some way, we're going to find a way not to be on 16. That's not what we want to be. We don't want to be on 9 right now, to be very honest with you. So we're going to fight our tails off, and it starts on Thursday night again. And I think our guys come in here every week with that mindset, hey, look, we're going to go back out here, and we're going to do it again. We're going to give you everything we have, and we're going to go try to change this. And that's what they've been doing.
Last one.
How is Cody kind of responding to just the message that you said to us yesterday? I'm assuming you've told him to. You know, it's the quarterback's job to get the team to win. How do you think he's handling that? Because, I mean, a lot of people will look and say, well, you guys are giving up more than 30 points a game. That's a lot to, you know, put on one guy. But I understand a quarterback is a special position. So mm-hmm. how do you think he's processing
that? I think he's done it well. I mean, you can only do what you can do. You know, and I'm not trying to stretch Cody and make him do more than what he's capable of doing. But you said if they score 30, we got to score 31. We got to find a way. That's life of playing quarterback in the National Football League. It's life of the head coach of a team, you know. Your job is to win. And we all have a job to do, and he's got to do it as well as he can. Now, he's a young guy, young player. There's going to be different stresses that you have to deal with. And this is one of them at that position. And I think he gets that. But I think he's always had that mechanism to deal with that, you know, whether it was at USC, whether it's here now. You know, that's what comes with it. And we accept that. And I think he does and understands it and deals with it as well as anybody.